You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One, who has come to be with us, even in our moments of chaos. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, there's a famous painting out there that's by a guy named J.M.W. Turner. The painting is called Snowstorm. And Blake knows it. I don't have a way to show you the painting. And if I did, you would probably be a little bit underwhelmed. Because when you look at this painting, you look at this painting and you don't necessarily see anything right away. It just sort of looks like a blur. It looks like the painter just kind of worked with the canvas and sort of did this with the brush a whole bunch of times. And you have to look at it for a while before you start to see what he's painting. And what he was painting is a boat that is in the midst of a snowstorm at sea. And so the snow is coming down, there's waves that are crashing in, and he's painting this. Now, the story that he tells that some people think might not be true, the story that he tells is that he actually had some of the sailors on another boat that he was on lash him to the mast of another boat so that during the snowstorm, so that he could get a sense of what it was like to see this ship in the distance, in the middle of a snowstorm, while he was in the midst of a snowstorm himself. And so what you get out of this painting is sort of one of those moments of when he's looking at what's going on in this storm. And yeah, because of that, it's kind of blurry. It's kind of chaotic. And you can just sort of make out the other ship. And that's a part of the beauty of the painting, is that it captures that moment of chaos, that moment of blurriness, that moment that even if you're not a sailor, you recognize probably from your own life. We could all probably paint our own versions of JMW's snowstorm. Because while we may not be sailors, while nobody has lashed us to the mast of another boat, we know what it's like to look around and to see chaos all around us. To wonder, if this is it, am I actually going to be able to paint this thing, or am I going down with that other ship? Well, you have that kind of chaos in this gospel reading from Matthew. Now, last week we talked about what happens right before this. Jesus feeds 5,000 people. 5,000 men at least, so probably more like 10, 12,000 people, and he's got leftovers. And he sends his disciples on ahead of him. He says, hey, get out of here. I'm going to dismiss the crowds, however Jesus does that, and then I'm going to go pray for a bit. So he goes up, and he goes, and he prays, and by that time, the boat is in the middle of the sea, and it's a stormy night. It's a stormy night, and Jesus' disciples are in the boat. Now, I think the thing to remember here is that quite a few of Jesus' disciples, not Matthew, understand what it is to be in the sea, on a boat, in a storm. They're somewhat competent in this. A bunch of them are fishermen. They kind of know what to do. They're probably shouting out orders to the other guys in the boat that are the disciples who have no idea what to do. Matthew, start bailing water. But there's a degree of competence that's in that boat. A degree that says, I can handle the chaos. And I think that's where we are. That's where we are in most of our lives. In most of our lives, we're in a boat knowing that we have a degree of competence to handle the chaos that's surrounding us. We go, yeah, this is rough. The waves are big. The wind is buffeting against the boat, but I know what to do. You know what to do when those sort of chaotic things come up in your vocations. You know what to do when those kind of things come up in your work. You know what to do when those kind of things come up in your relationships. You know what to do when those kind of things come up in anything else that people have called you to be in their lives. And yet, there comes a moment where the chaos becomes more than what you feel like you're capable of handling. And that's when we really start to recognize the chaos for what it is. You know, it's interesting in terms of what Hebrew people would have thought about the ocean, what they would have thought about water was they would have equated water with it being a symbol or a picture of what chaos looked like. You're talking about people that are not necessarily a sea-going people. Talking about people that generally spend most of their time on land. And so when they look at water, they go, that's scary. And that's where they are right now. There are people that are in the midst of chaos, but they've gotten so comfortable with the chaos that they feel like, I can handle this. But then something really weird happens. Now, there's all sorts of unanswered questions here. You have the sort of question of, like, what was Jesus' plan? Yeah, Jesus says, like, hey, you guys go on ahead of me, and I will catch up somehow. By the way, you guys have a boat, and I don't. And so it appears that Jesus was maybe just trying to sneak by them and be like, ta-da, here I am on the other side of the shore. Or maybe he had this plan all along where he was like, I'm just going to go and spook them. But either way, that's sort of what happens. Jesus is walking across the water in the midst of the storm. He can handle it. They are kind of struggling. And he goes, boo! And they go, oh boy, it's a ghost. And of course, you go, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Jesus is a carpenter from Nazareth. He's not somebody that you expect to be skiing along in the water. And so they're afraid. They go, oh, what? And then Jesus tells them, hey, it's me. And Peter comes up with this great idea, as Peter does. Peter, beautiful man, no filter. Just says what comes to his mind and says, hey, if it's really you, Jesus, tell me to come out into the chaos with you. And Jesus says, sure, come on. And Peter steps out of the boat, he steps onto the water, and he starts doing something miraculous. And that's an amazing moment. It's an amazing moment that probably at least a few of us have had. Where we're in that moment where we know that the chaos is greater than what we should be able to handle. And yet somehow we recognize that God has come up beside us and he's sustained us in that moment. That we're somehow walking on water. We're walking on the water of having a better relationship with our parents than what we thought that we could have. We're walking on the water of doing better in our jobs than what we thought we deserve given our intellect. We're walking on the water of having something happen in our lives that we just can't explain, but we're down. But then we see something. You know, for Peter, he sees the wind. Kind of an interesting way to put it. He's in that moment where he's afraid of what he sees around him all of a sudden. He's not looking at the fact that his feet are standing on water. He's looking at the stuff that's around, and he starts to sink. He starts to sink into the chaos. We know what that feeling is like. Because you see, throughout this sermon series, we're asking a big question about Jesus, but we're also asking a big question about ourselves. You see, we're asking the big question about Jesus, who is he? But in the midst of asking that question, we have to ask the question about ourselves, which is, who am I? Who are we? And we are people that are in the midst of chaos that we cannot handle. We're born into sin. We sin without even knowing that we sinned. That's chaotic. We even sin when we know that we're sinning. That is also its own form of chaotic and weird. We suffer because of the sins of other people, which is also chaotic. Who we are is these people that are being sustained by God in the midst of our baptized lives, being in a place where we know that we have no rightful place being here. We're walking on water. You're walking on the waters of your baptized life. That you are walking along in a place where you have no right to be. But God is sustaining you. He's sustaining you with his forgiveness. He's sustaining you with the sacraments. He's sustaining you with his word. But even with all of that, who we are is people that get afraid of the chaos. God promises you everything. He promises he'll take care of you. He promises you that your life is going to turn out the way that he wants it. Maybe not the way that you want it, but the way that he wants it. God promises you that you will raise again in the resurrection. God promises you that you are his representatives, his church, the living, breathing body of Christ in our world. He promises you all of those things. All of those things that you do not deserve, all of those things that are like walking on water for you, and yet you still get afraid of the chaos. Me too. Because chaos is frightening. But the beautiful thing is that Jesus shows that he's not just like the God from the Job reading. God from the Job reading is trying to prove a point to Job. That, hey, I'm the God over your chaos. But God in the gospel reading is trying to prove another point where not only am I the God over your chaos, I'm the God in your chaos. I'm the God who's right here beside you. I'm the God who is continuing to forgive you of your sins. I'm the God who's continuing to remind you of your baptism. I'm the God who's continuing to give you my body and blood. I'm the God who's continuing to have you be a part of my kingdom. I'm the God who's continuing to rescue you. That's who Jesus is. The God who reveals God. And the God that reveals that God is there as the Lord over your chaos and in your chaos. I don't know how much you look at the stuff around me when you're listening to a sermon or you're singing a hymn. I wouldn't blame you if you looked off and looked at something else. But if you look, you'll notice that there's a very familiar Christian symbol in at least a few different places behind me. We've got these candle holders that apparently, history or at least people say that these used to be a part of a communion rail that are shaped like fish. And you've got another fish that's there under the crazy flaming chalice full of Everclear. you've got these fish that show up. And it's interesting that Christians, early Christians especially, chose a fish as their symbol. Because a fish swims in the chaos. And that's who you are. You've been given what God has revealed in his Son. So that as you walk out into this chaotic life, as you walk out into this chaotic week, as you walk out into the chaotic day that you're going to be having next week, that you can remember that there is a God who is over your chaos, and he's also the God that's in your chaos. They're sustaining you, forgiving you, loving you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.